Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's play the game. Eric and Kirtland's going to get in. And Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's Trump Timmy brought to you by Apex Skin. Well, it's Trump Timmy because Jen has the day off. Hey, Erica, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. Doing well. Ready to play a round of Trump Timmy as Jen has the day off today?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, just ask me to leave the room, and then producer Steve is going to take over and ask the questions.
All right. Please leave the room.
All right. I'm headed out of here.
All right. Tim is in the hallway. Erica, are you ready?
Yes, I hope so.
All right. Question number one. The highly anticipated Superman statue in the brand new Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster Tribute Plaza. It was unveiled in downtown Cleveland Saturday morning. My question for you is simple. Have you seen the new Superman movie yet, yes or no?
Yes, and I was in it.
You were in it?
Yes.
Wait, that's cool. Like, were you an extra?
Yeah, I was just an extra. You can see, like, the side of my face. I was reacting to the big monster by the attacking one of the buildings.
Wait, so you can see your face, though? That's cool.
Yeah, like, was the side of my face for, like, 1 second, but it was so cool.
Was it fun to be, like, on the set?
Oh, yeah, and I got to talk to Superman, and he was, like, the coolest person ever.
Wait, see, that is cool. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, the part, I was, like, right next to him in one scene, but you can't see me whatsoever, and I knew it would get blurred out, but it was still a cool experience.
Yeah, that would still be fun either way. Well, that is cool.
Yeah.
All right, question number two. Olivia Rodrigo was one of the headliners this weekend at Lollapalooza. She brought out Weezer to join her as a surprise guest. Lollapalooza is a music festival that takes place in which major Midwest city?
I think it's in California, like L.A., around that area. I don't know.
All right, we'll go with that for question two. Question number three. Former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Katy Perry are going viral after being spotted together a few times, and now a source spilled to People saying, quote, "The timing seems good for them, although a romance is in very early stages," end quote. Which actor did Katy Perry marry back in 2010?
Orlando Bloom.
Question number four. It was announced that And Just Like That would end after the third season. The series will end with a two-part finale, and they'll have extended the season from 10 episodes to 12. So And Just Like That is a follow-up series to which iconic sitcom that first aired in 1998?
Sex and the City.
Right. Question number five. The Fantastic Four First Steps stayed in the number one spot in the North American box office this weekend, followed by The Bad Guys 2 in second place, and the rebooted comedy The Naked Gun grabbed third place. Which actor plays the main character, Frank Drebin Jr., in The Naked Gun?
Oh, Liam Neeson.
All right. Perfect. I'm going to add up your totals here, Erica. We're going to bring Tim back in the room. I'm going to let him know you were in Superman because he'll be excited for that. And that is all coming up next.
Sounds good.
Let's continue on with the round of Trump Timmy as Jen has the day off today. It is Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. This is brought to you by Apex Skin. We have Erica of Kirtland. She did her job. She answered five questions a minute ago when I was in the hallway. How did she do?
Erica got three.
Uh-oh. No. I mean, congrats. Three's good, but I'm also nervous at the same time. All right.
Ready?
Yep.
Question number one. The highly anticipated Superman statue in the brand new Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster Tribute Plaza was unveiled in downtown Cleveland Saturday morning. My question is simple. Have you seen the new Superman movie yet?
No, because I'm a horrible human.
Erica was in it. Her face was seen, and she met Superman.
Erica was in it?
Yeah.
What? Wait, do you have a still? What do you mean you were in it? Do you actually see you in the movie?
Yeah, I was just an extra, but you could see me for like 1 second.
I need like a screenshot sent to us, and we post that or something. So wait, will you?
Oh my gosh, I'll message it to you guys on Facebook. You could see me in the trailer.
Oh my god, that is unbelievable! I love that so much. That's such a big deal. It's not just an extra. That is awesome. That is unbelievable. That's so cool. We need to talk to you like separately of the game and talk to you about the experience in all seriousness. That had to be really, really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And talking to Superman, he's such a nice guy. He's like talking
to Superman.
Everyone. And
awesome. That's so cool. I could go on. We have to do the game, but I would have a bajillion questions for you.
I asked her a lot of questions.
Did you? Yeah. I understand why. Because that's really exciting. All right, that's it. I'm going to go see that movie, like stat, and look for you. Yes, please send us that. I would love to see a still shot or just point out where you're at, and we should share it with the rest of the Jen and Tim Show listeners. That's a big deal.
Yeah, will do.
All right, thank you. That's awesome.
Question number two.
I don't even care about the rest of the questions, Doc. Can we just stick with question one and her?
If you just lose, I'll give it to you.
That's fine. All right. Just keeping track of my record. All right, we got to play it, though.
Olivia Rodrigo was one of the headliners this weekend at Lollapalooza. She brought out Weezer to join her as a surprise guest. So Lollapalooza, that is a weird word to say a lot of times. Lollapalooza is a music festival that takes place in which major Midwest city?
It is in Chicago.
It is in Chicago. Question number
You see the crowds for that?
Yeah.
And the traffic to get in? You remember when I thought about 5 seconds going to that?
I am jealous if you would have went because I want to see Gracie Abrams.
Even
and
Gracie
Olivia
Abrams
Locke,
on, exactly. Even, and she was like opener early, whatever. And that was unbelievably packed.
Former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Katy Perry going viral after being spotted together a few times, and now a source spilled to People saying that the timing seems good for them, although a romance is in its very early stages. Who did Katy Perry marry in 2010?
Oh, a greasy guy. Hang it. Russell Brand. Was it Russell?
Yes.
I knew it. I thought he was
like,
sus
I'm
from the beginning.
Take that answer.
I mean, I know he had demons and things like that. I never. That was not nice. Probably calling him that greasy guy, but I think you know what I meant.
Yeah, that's.
I almost want to take that back. But
I mean, once you see the documentary, you just don't like him. You just can't like him.
Yeah.
Question four: It was announced that And Just Like That would end after the third season. The series will end with a two-part finale, and they have extended the season from 10 episodes to 12. And Just Like That is a follow-up series to which iconic sitcom that first aired in 1998?
Oh, Sex and the City.
Yes. Question number five. The Fantastic Four First Step stayed in the first spot at the North American box office this weekend, followed by The Bad Guys 2 in second place, and the rebooted comedy The Naked Gun grabbed third place. Which actor plays the main character, Frank Drebin Jr., in The Naked Gun?
He's kissing Pamela Anderson, was it? Liam Neeson.
Yes.
Liam Neeson.
Look at you, Tim. You know what you're talking about sometimes.
On occasion. Very, very rare occasion. Final totals?
Erica, 3. Tim, 5.
I just care more about her with Superman. And I want to see
know,
the picture.
Right?
And I care more, much more about that. Erica, please send us that either still shot or whatever to Jen and Tim Show. And we'll be looking for it.
Yes, will do.
All right. Well, it was fun playing against you. Thank you for playing around. I hope the rest of your Monday is really, really good. But you know what you need to say.
I did not trump Timmy.
I know. It's weird to say when Jen's off. All right. Thanks for playing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jennifer Kirtland's going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102 Cleveland's Feel Good Fear. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. Well, I guess it's actually a round of Trump Timmy since Jen has the day off. Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We had Erica of Kirtland play at 7:35. The entire day is Kirtland. It's all about Kirtland.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So let's begin the game. So producer Stevie's going to take control. She wrote the question. She's going to ask you the questions. But first, you need to ask me to leave the room.
Okay, Tim, can you please leave the room?
I can do that.
Thank you.
All right. He is in the hallway. Are you ready, Jennifer?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll start with question number one. So Maroon 5 stopped by the Today Show ahead of their eighth studio album, Love Is Like, dropping later this month. Who is the lead singer of Maroon 5?
Adam Levine.
All right. Question number two. So Margot Robbie is reportedly in early talks to star in and produce Tim Burton's Attack of the 50-Foot Woman remake. Her involvement will depend on the final script. So was the original film, Attack on the 50-Foot Woman, released before or after the year 1960?
Oh, wait, hold on. Can you say that part again? It cut out.
Oh, yeah. So the original film, Attack of the 50-Foot Woman, was the remake released before or after the year 1960?
Oh, I'm going to say after.
All right, we'll go with after. Question number three. Tom Holland has shown off the brand new suit he'll be wearing in Spider-Man Brand New Day. The movie has only just started filming, but it's set to come out in a year. Tom Holland met his fiance on the set of Spider-Man Homecoming in 2016. Who is she?
Zendaya.
All right, question number four. A small screen reboot of The Holiday is in the works at Apple TV Plus. The limited series will stick to the movie's premise of two strangers, an American and a British woman, where they swap homes over Christmas break and end up finding love. So the two main characters in the original The Holiday are Iris and Amanda. I just need you to name one of the two actresses who play either character.
In The Holiday?
Yes.
I think it was, what was that? Cameron Diaz.
All right, question number five. South Park is set to leave HBO Max, which has been home for the show's entire 26-season library for the past 5 years. The streaming rights for the animated comedy have become a global exclusive on Paramount Plus. Who is the main elementary school teacher in South Park?
Miss Carter.
All right, we'll go with that for question five. I'm going to add up your totals here, Jennifer. We're going to bring Tim back in the room. That is all coming up next.
Okay, thanks.
Continuing on with a round of Trump Timmy on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Gen 2E has the day off today. This is brought to you by Apex Skin. So back into the room. Jennifer of Curlin answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie wrote the questions. You asked the questions. What happened when I was out of the room?
Jennifer got three.
Oh, three today. All right. Three today. Let's see if it holds up. If you qualify for that grand prize. Now I got to answer the same five questions.
Question number one. Maroon 5 stopped by the Today Show ahead of their eighth studio album, Love Is Like, dropping later this month. Who is the lead singer of Maroon 5?
Adam Levine?
Yes, it is.
All right. I like that. Keep some more of those.
I'll just ask
then I have
that
a chance.
One five times. Question two. Margot Robbie is reportedly in early talks to star in and produce Tim Burton's Attack of the 50-Foot Woman remake. her involvement will depend on the final script. Was the original film, Attack on the 50-Foot Woman, released before or after the year 1960?
Oh, my. That sounds super old. I will say before. I have no idea because it's a 50-50 chance. I will say before 1960.
Yes, before 1958.
Oh, my gosh.
Bringing it back.
Of course it's Tim Burton, and it'll probably be awesome. If she's in it, it's probably going to be really good.
I love how it's she's in it until she sees the final script. She's got to make sure it's not.
Right.
You don't know what's going to
happen. Yeah, she's got to look at this.
Question three. Tom Holland has shown off the brand new suit he'll be wearing in Spider-Man Brand New Day. The movie has just started filming, and it's set to come out in just a year. Tom Holland met his fiance on the set of Spider-Man Homecoming in 2016. Who is she?
Oh, Zendaya.
Yes.
Yeah.
Question number four. So there's a small screen reboot of The Holiday in the works for Apple TV+. The limited series will stick to the movie's premise of two strangers, an American and a British woman, swapping homes over Christmas break and ending up finding love. The two main characters in The Holiday are Iris and Amanda. I need you to name at least one of the actresses who play either character.
I feel like one was Cameron Diaz. But I'm going to go with Cameron Diaz as one,
yes.
But I might be wrong. Who is the other? Cameron Diaz is one. I have no idea.
I wrote the wrong name. Let me look.
I'm sorry. Don't worry about it if that was it. Cameron Diaz is one.
It was a big name.
Like, it's going to drive me crazy. It doesn't matter. Cameron Diaz was one. Oh, it's going to drive me.
Kate Winslet. Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet was the other one. I would never would have
known. Big names.
Big name. That's right. That was big. Kate Winslet, wasn't she on that boat show? The boat movie? Was it a... Sank? Pretty big.
Oh, the boat movie? It's a pretty big movie. Yeah, yeah. I think she made an appearance.
Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz. All right.
You going to watch the boat movie?
No!
Okay. Question five. South Park is set to leave HBO Max, which has been the home for the show's entire 26-season library for the past 5 years. The streaming rights for the animated comedy have become a global exclusive on Paramount+. Who is the main elementary school teacher in South Park?
Oh, is it Mr. Garrison?
Yes. Big South Park fan.
I watched it. It's been a long time, but I used to watch it. I think at some point in time, I think we might have all watched that at some point. It's been on forever. Like, the Simpsons have been on forever. You probably caught this episode of Mr. Garrison. All right, final totals.
Jennifer 3, Tim 5.
We're sorry.
Lucky. I just got lucky. That's all that happens. Jennifer of Kirtland, it's always fun to talk to you. Thank you for playing around with Trump, Timmy, but you know what you need to say.
All right, thank you. My name is Jennifer, and I did not Trump Tim.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.